On a cool Monday morning, with the sun reflecting off the nearby Niagara River, landscapers in Isleview Park were putting the finishing touches on the Tribute Garden, a new site honoring lives affected by domestic violence. Tomorrow's dedication ceremony represents the culmination of the work of many.
My name is Ceree Becker, Commissioner of Public Advocacy for Erie County, and I also act as Executive Director of the Erie County Commission on the Status of Women.
In her Rath Building office, Ceree Becker outlines the long road to making the Tribute Garden a reality, the many government and nonprofit agencies who contributed time and energy to the effort. Erie County provided early seed money. A bike-a-thon and walk, holding its sixth annual event tomorrow, contributed funds. And a nearly $200,000 grant from the Niagara Greenway Commission turned a vision into a reality.
I would say it's going to be a very sacred space. We started this process thinking it would be something just kind of a simple memorial, but we knew it had to be very special. And so we engaged the services of a landscape architect and Joy Keebler.
So you'll notice from the plan there's the two strong walls on either end make this sort of ellipse.
Landscape architect Joy Keebler offers insight into the Tribute Garden's design elements, developed through a series of community discussions. An ellipse was chosen rather than a circle, reminding how the cycle of domestic violence needs to be broken. Thresholds are built in to respect those who have taken the courageous steps away from violent relationships. Victims are recalled by sponsored inscriptions along stone walls, another feature chosen symbolically over the footpaths often installed at other memorials.
And we had some very strong voices in those meetings that said, no one will ever walk on me again, whether figuratively or literally. And so it was imperative that nothing, no name be on the ground.
Asia Hassan, who was decapitated by her husband in the Orchard Park cable company that they operated, I was town supervisor when that happened. 6 months later, Angie Moss, executed on the side of California Road in the shadow of Ralph Wilson Stadium.
Mary Travers Murphy is the executive director of the Family Justice Center, one of the groups behind the Tribute Garden that will stand as a legacy at Isleview Park.
The way Joy designed the garden, it builds the sunset right and the water right into the experience of peace and a safe sanctuary. And the fact that so many people are supporting it, the community is sending a message to victims and survivors. We have your back. Enough is enough. We're going to do everything in our power to shine a bright light on this evil in our society that's domestic violence.
Travers Murphy also sees the Tribute Garden as a future gathering spot for those inevitable moments when domestic violence, once again, explodes into the community's consciousness. She runs through the startling statistics all should know. Several times a day, a woman is murdered at the hands of her abuser. One of every four women are victims of domestic violence.
Girls 14 to 16 years old to 22 to 24 years old, one in three are touched by this. And what we're finding is in kids in the younger age group, they don't have any dating experience. They don't realize being texted 450 times in an afternoon is not love. That's somebody's attempt to control them. And we want people to understand that these unhealthy, abusive relationships are about power and control.
Don't have that.
Dedication for the Tribute Garden takes place at 10 tomorrow morning, coinciding with the annual Break the Cycle Bike-a-thon and Walk at Isleview Park. We finish off with a few more numbers. Erie County handled 11,000 domestic violence calls last year. It's believed only one in six cases was reported. And to those who continue to live silently in abusive relationships, one of the Tribute Garden's stones holds a poignant inscription. It reads, "Educate, Empower, Survive." I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.